Now, here we are. It's Nevin time. Nevin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
I'm very well. You got over St. Patrick's Day. I didn't see any pictures of your green outfit, but I believe you were resplendent in green as you walked up and down Black Line. It'd be lovely. Lovely.
On my own. Home alone.
Isn't that gas? Home alone is right. So now, what have you got for me this morning, my dear friend?
I'm thinking the two different curries. I'm going to do a nice kind of chicken with butternut squash and coconut milk, and then a vegetable curry, which is full of flavour, quick and easy to cook. And I think people will enjoy both recipes. And we're going to talk about an Irish company, Thai Gold. We've mentioned them before. They're based in Wexford. They have amazing curry paste. They're all natural. There's no nasties or MSG in it. And their coconut milk is the die for. It's all organic too. I should have said that. So it's beautiful. So we'll start off with the Thai chicken curry with the butternut squash. And this is a really, really nice recipe that I make at home. So you start off your curry with your onion, which is finely diced, a couple of cloves of garlic and a little bit of root ginger. So that's the base for the curry. So you fry that in a skillet pan, and then into that if you put 2 teaspoonfuls of the red curry paste I'm using. So I've said in the recipe Thai Gold because I think they're a great product, and you'll get them, you know, in Dunn stores, some Super Value, you know, you'll pick them up in some health food shops, some butchers. They're definitely more readily available, and I've been using them in the cookery school for and in the restaurant for over 20 years. Fabulous. They're
talk
great
about
people.
Talk about a recommendation. Anyway,
but it's good. And it's natural, and it's a great. So butternut squash, you know, you can use this. I like this, or you can use sweet potato. I don't know if you're a fan of the butternut squash, are you, Marty?
Oh, I am very much. I think it's lovely.
Yum. I love it too. Lovely, yeah. I love it too. And like, it's one of those tricky vegetables it's actually tricky to prepare it. You need a good kind of like peeler to peel the skin, and then there's seeds at the bottom, and you need a good sharp knife to cut it. But nowadays, in your local vegetable shop or supermarket, you'll get the butternut squash peeled and diced. You'll pay a little bit extra, but I'm all, you know, like, if it can help people in any way to save time and bit of preparation, you know, it that's absolutely perfect to use.
And hang on a second, have you not got a machine in your many utensils in Dunn's?
I do have good knives, and I do have a potato peeler that is, I think, excellent. Well, I'd have to say that, wouldn't I? I think that works really well, so it does for it.
Could I use any of the cheese, though? I lost my cheese bar. I had cheese knives from you, but I lost them. Did they work? Would they work to help put it?
Definitely not. Definitely not. They're for cheese. They'll be too small and then blunt.
I was just trying to give them a plug there. You see what I did?
You'd end up maybe hurting yourself. Not to be recommended, just for cheese only. That's why they're a cheese knife.
Okay, deal done. That's all right. I have to ask these questions.
I know you do. Yes. So, Marty, okay. So we have our onion, we have our garlic in there, we have the ginger, we put in the butternut squash. I'm using 1 breast of chicken skinless per person. So if we slice that into slices or cubes, it doesn't really matter. Just remember, the bigger you cut it, the longer it'll take to cook. Into the pan, then we're going to put in a can of coconut milk into that, and we're going to sweeten it with a little bit of caster sugar. I'm using 2 teaspoonfuls, but you can just put 1 in because I'm putting the juice of a lime into it, so it's kind of lovely and sweet and sour. So we have our base in there. You're going to put in some chicken. We're going to loosen it up with a little bit of chicken stock, which really is lovely. And you can just use, you know, 3/4 of a pint, 1/2 pint. You don't want it too watery either, because this Thai Gold coconut milk is creamy. It's rich. It's the best. Coconut cream is sieved coconut milk, so it's a little bit thicker, a little bit heavier, a little bit richer. It usually comes in smaller cans, as far as I know, and it'll do the job. You'll probably need 2 or 3 of the cans.
But
so the coconut milk is fine. Absolutely, you certainly can. So we have our vegetables in there, and again, if you don't like butternut squash, you can use peppers, which I'll talk about for the next curry. But so we cook all that together, and it's one of these curries that takes probably about 20-25 minutes to cook. The butternut squash nearly takes as long as the chicken to cook, and cut that nice and chunky, but not too chunky. You know, not bigger than the chicken. Sorry, that's what I'm trying to say. And then serve that with just some nice steaming rice. And I think it works really well. You can finish it with a handful of spinach if you want to. You can finish it with coriander or some fresh basil, or what I really like in a curry. People think I'm great, but it's a little bit of fresh mint and basil works really well. It's delicious.
Really? Okay. I like the sound of that. No, that's lovely. Thai curry chicken. And you said you have another curry with you, have you?
So we're going to keep this kind of all vegetables, and it's a basil curry. So we're using butternut squash again. We're using some green beans, baby corn, red pepper. Baby corn is lovely. Red pepper. Pepper or yellow pepper, red pepper, I think is one of my favourites, to be honest with you.
Is it right?
And again, I just think the flavour of it is sweeter, it's nicer. Yeah, definitely. That is true. Mm-hmm. So it's more or less, it's kind of similar to the first recipe, to be absolutely honest with you. So you have your root ginger, you have a little bit of onion and garlic in that, and you have your red curry paste again. But this time, and lime, excuse me, and sugar, I'm putting some soya sauce into it. So about 2 tablespoons of some soya sauce into this. So it's more or less the same technique. You cook off your onion, your garlic, your root ginger, then add in your paste, add in your coconut milk, your stock, and then you can add in your vegetables. I usually kind of poach the vegetables in the curry rather than colour the vegetables, if that makes sense. I hope I'm not confusing you.
No.
Yeah, I just think the green beans, they'll cook very, very fast. I would probably put the butternut squash, if you're using that in first, or this works really well with sweet potatoes, or you can use lovely carrots.
Oh,
so you can mix it up to whatever kind of vegetables. Peppers, I love them. Cut them into nice little strips, and then some baby corn. And what you do then is like cook them out. So it'll take your vegetables probably about 8 to 10 minutes to cook. So this actually cooks faster than the chicken curry. But there's a little bit of an Asian twist with the light soya sauce, which is really, really nice.
Well, you've no meat in here, so that's, you know.
Yeah, well, true. And actually, I should say that if you'd left over roast chicken, it's gorgeous. Just shred that into it, which is really, really nice.
Sure.
And this works really well with steamed rice and also some egg noodles, or you can use some rice noodles. I think it's hard to beat rice with a curry, to be honest.
Yes, I agree.
And the fragrant rice. And just a tip, like, people ask me, how do you cook rice? You usually, you know, for the rice, I put some vegetable stock, I put a little cube in, a teaspoonful of butter, you bring it to the boil, you cook it for about 5 minutes, whisk it every so often, and then switch it off and let it finish with the lid on, and it'll steam and you'll get beautiful fluffy rice. And if you wash your rice beforehand, you're going to get it fluffier, because it's just the starch of the rice that kind of holds it together. So that's just a wee tip for your listeners to have nice fluffy rice.
No, I love the sound
of different
that.
Curries.
But lovely. The vegetable and basil curry, that's an interesting one now, I wouldn't have thought of, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I forgot to say, just finish it, pardon me, Martin, with some fresh basil. I should have said that, obviously, to finish it at the very end. Lovely
very
fresh
important.
Basil.
It's because I would always think of chicken, I would think of beef, I would think, you know what I mean? You'd be putting something in, but the idea of having a vegetarian one. No, I haven't. But that sounds nice.
And could I recommend something else?
Yes, sir.
When we're chatting, you could put in some prawns, or you could put a little bit of monkfish, cut it into little cubes and dice it, and then just poach that there. That'll take about 8 minutes. So you can put in, like, you can still have it a meat free, but with fish, you know, and then your vegetables. So you have a great balance. Honestly, it works really well. And as I say, I know I'm plugging them, but that Thai gold, the curry paste is
But you've
really
never, had reason, fellas, you've never had reason not to, because it's so good.
Ah, they're great products.
Yeah,
they
are. Look, well then,
Irish company, you know, sure, listen, ticks all the boxes.
But you're the expert, and the point is people will take that on board and say, yeah, that's the one for me, the Thai gold. So that makes sense to me. Well, listen, that's lovely. So we've had we had the Thai curry chicken, butternut squash and the coconut milk, and then the oriental vegetable and basil curry. Basil curry sounds like a fellow who comes from the north side of Dublin. What's his name? Basil curry.
He used to work in Fawlty Towers.
That's the very fellow, Basil Fawlty. Basil. Actually, there's a song called Basil by Mark Knopfler.
Is there?
There is, yeah. Basil.
Oh,
by Mark Knopfler. There's also a place called Basil, but that's a different thing altogether. Keep the faith, my friend. We'll talk
next week,
please God. And we'll look to Imelda and the children. Listen, great.
Thank you, and likewise too, Marty. Thank you. Enjoy your weekend.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Here is Mr. Knopfler and Basil.
My Saturday job pays 6 and 6 down.